Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and all of 3Wide Nation, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 is back on the airwaves once again. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, part of the NASCAR podcasting family, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, all about the latest and what's going on in the world of NASCAR, the Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Cup Series, three biggest divisions, and all of motorsports. We were not on last week, of course, the big turnaround, and also the schedule caught me off guard just a little bit. So that's why there's no show, and I figured with the short track races that took place last 2 weeks, and concluding going into this weekend's race on dirt and the question marks of this new car, the style of racing that I have seen the last 2 weeks have been something else. I'll get into that even more on this combined edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 recording. Oh, it's early in the morning. Figured, well, get this in here because of the schedule here in the next 2 weeks that I have here. I'm recording this episode April 12th, 2022. Appreciate you guys for hanging in there. You longtime listeners, appreciate you guys for doing that. last week, kind of forgot that Martinsville was a Saturday night race, so I completely kind of forgot about it, but I figured just to hold off, and boy, glad I did, because they got some hot takes to get off here on this episode. Plus, obviously, we'll get preview, and we'll maybe throughout this podcast on Bristol Dirt, obviously, and really it's out the window, to be quite honest, especially the dog and pony show that we saw over the weekend, Saturday night at Martinsville. And no, probably it's not because my driver sucked. it's because of the style of racing in general, Indy style, air, the lack of passing, whatnot, and that's not how I used to remember it anyways, recent memories when coming to Martinsville, so we usually get more side-by-side action than that, but we barely saw that. We saw, basically what we saw on last Saturday night was the 24 be better than everybody else, and in past spring races, maybe, we've seen some we see some sneakers. Let's put it that way, in the spring race. But really, the money maker to Martinsville, and we're gonna see. And I might be a little bit jumping the ship a little too early on this deal. But Martinsville Far Ways has been the money maker, obviously, because the second it's the big race before the championship. And you're gonna see some drama in all three series, whether it's the trucks, the Xfinity, and especially the Cup Series, though, especially the drama we have seen in that race. Obviously, if you've been a long time listener to this podcast, you know I'm gonna bring up the Truex Logano thing. Unfortunately, even last year, even these guys, they were part of the championship four, but we had drama. Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin. Of course, Denny Hamlin had his say something to Alex Bowman afterwards, interrupting his post-race burnout. Let's see, that can go Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, and maybe there's probably another instance in there also along that. Oh, Jeff Gordon, the night he won, advanced to the championship four, the first year of the championship four, the Matt Kenseth, Joey Logano thing there. So, on the flip side of the coin, that's the spring race hasn't been much exciting, and this was not an exciting part of that as well. So definitely I will expand on that momentarily, but we had a lot of racing going on in the past 2 weeks. The trucks were not racing, did not race at Richmond. This is now 2 weeks ago now. The Xfinity has the last 2 weeks, including there's somebody in common, a driver that we're going to really hammer on this episode of the podcast as well. You probably know who I'm talking about. We're going to see the Xfinity series for the back end of the show tonight because there's a lot. Ooh, I got a rant on about that. Of course, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast before I dive on even deeper. So I'm actually recording just after 5 o'clock in the morning, and boy, I'm wound up already. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast, can find that, obviously, wherever you get your podcast as well. Martinsville, we'll dive straight on in, obviously. We're going to start over with the, and I'll apologize here as I do two things at the same time here. Obviously, the Truck Series did race on Friday night, and it also featured a little bit of a tussle as well, which included a very frustrated Haley Deegan in there after the race that she got punted around throughout the night as well. So maybe I have to find it a little later on. I don't know what's going on there. So yeah, apologize for the waiting, and I believe, I can't remember off top, I believe it's episode 287 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, I believe. If not, it's 288 for sure, but I do believe it's 287 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Okay, alright, so, get us back on track. Truck Series did race last Friday night at Martinsville, which is part of a triple header. And this is probably going to be the William Byron episode because the fact that he won a truck race on Friday and then he took over on Sunday in the Cup Series race. Yeah, William Byron, and I don't know if it was a one race deal or whatever. This was kind of surprising to me that he jumped in the Truck Series race. And pretty much, if you want to put it all, besides the William Byron-Sam Mayer duel, which I'll get on into in the back end of this podcast today in segment 3. William Byron wins the race there. Johnny Sauter started deep in the field. Let's just flip it to the bottom of the top 10 here. William Byron won this race easily after, well, actually he had two regulars winning stages. Zane Smith winning another stage, won stage 1. Ben Rhodes, defending Camry World Series champion, ended up winning stage 2, but afterwards, William Byron took over, and he started actually deep in the field, too. So the top two started, 32nd and 36th. Unbelievable. And then you have Kyle Busch in there. So, but Tyler Ankrum, for Toro Racing, huge run for him. He finished 10th in this race last Friday night. Then a driver that's been red hot to start off the 2022 season, that in the person of Zane Smith, who's the only driver to win two races in the Truck Series. He started on the pole position for Front Row Motorsports. He finished in a nice spot. Grant Anfinger there, solid 8th place for GMS Racing. Matt Crafton finished 7th for Thor Sport. And Chandler Smith there in the 6th spot. You know, Chandler Smith, all the Kyle Busch Motorsports drivers did finish in the top 10 in this one. Chandler Smith, can't say enough about him in the start to 2022. And we're on the backside of April right now. Ben Rhodes, 5th, another top 5 finish for Ben Rhodes, continuing to get it done there. And oh, by the way, the trucks will race on the Bristol Dirt this weekend. Not the Xfinity Series. So the Xfinity Series is off this weekend. The trucks are racing. Okay, I'll touch on that here in a moment. John Hunter Nemechek, building on that finish from the last stop from the previous race. Oh, and John Hunter Nemechek, also a conversation, part of that Ty Gibbs crossover, if you will. But John Hunter Nemechek, though, putting it down, finished 4th. In his full-time Truck Series driver, Kyle Busch Motorsports, which leads up to Kyle Busch at number 3, who started on the front row on the outside pole position. Johnny Sauter, boy, he's been hot to talk about, especially on my Twitter feed. And he was one of those instances with Haley Deegan, but we all know how Johnny Sars races. You know he's got a hard time, old school racer. I mean, we can't find those anymore, for the exception maybe Ty Gibbs. Good and the bad side. Again, we'll touch on that. I'm kind of giving you a little bit appetizers here and there on what's to come later on in this episode. Johnny Sauter, big run there. He finished second. Of course, William Byron already touched on him. Basically, winning 66% of the races over the weekend. He finished. We ended up winning this race, which, oh, by the way, was, if I go back a little bit, the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 200. And speaking of which, I'm going to get on this detour real quick. I am feeling those that are kind of wondering my condition is right now. Of course, I'm talking to you guys, so I'm pretty fortunate about that. I talked about quite a bit on two weeks ago on the podcast. I was involved in a car accident a week and a half ago as I record this podcast. And I am feeling better. Yes, the back of the neck is still slightly sore when I kind of bend my back a little bit. Been doing some physical therapy a little bit now. When I went to kind of bend my back a little bit, kind of do just a little stretching. Yeah, it's still slightly sore there. But other than that, the whiplashing effect to the right shoulder, I can turn around now completely now. So that is good. When I bent, the only soreness that I still feel slightly is the back of the neck, unfortunately, there. But I can bend it almost all the way back. So I'm doing physical therapy on my own. So I have to keep tabs on that, obviously. The look ahead to next weekend's OKC, anticipated OKC run down there, the marathon as well. But I do wanted to update you guys on that. So Blue Email, I do have a little bit of that around here. Around the house too, so I am going to order some more of that. Hopefully it'll get here. Hopefully I'll get around to that today, obviously. And then hopefully I'll have that package by early next week or maybe over this weekend if I get it, if I take care of business, sit down, take care of business, order the stuff and get over. So, but Blue Email, definitely have that around the house. And I'm going to need to order some more. So there's, I mean, I don't have a sponsor for the podcast, but there you go. Blue Emu sponsoring a truck series race last Friday night right there. So let's turn the page over now to the standing side. After a few races there, Ben Rose, defending truck series champion. Well, he sits still on top of the point series standings right now. Ahead of Chandler Smith, 4 points separate Ben Rhodes and Chandler Smith. And the last time we're at Bristol, well, actually the old school Bristol, Chandler Smith got his first truck series truck series victory. And that came in the postseason. The last time we're on dirt, Ben Rhodes ended up finishing second, the lead regular truck series regular. And I'm going to touch on that here in a second. Zane Smith, Stuart Friesen, and John Hunter Nemechek. Actually, John Hunter Nemechek tied for fifth in the regular season points with Christian Eckes there. And then if I turn around to the playoff positions now, Zane Smith will be the number one seed. Ben Rhodes, Chandler Smith. Actually, Chandler Smith should jump. Ben Rhodes, because Ben Rhodes does not have a win yet. I don't know why NASCAR.com, when I looked at it, had Chandler Smith seeded third and Ben Rhodes seeded second. It makes no sense. Nemechek there, and then, of course, you have, I don't know why they'd have that there. Yeah, usually it's the top 10, right? Yeah, top 10 in that spot. I don't know why they must be still in postseason mode, but Stuart Friesen, Christian Eckes, Tanner Gray, Ty Majeski, Matt Crafton, and Tyler Ankrum have the last spot right there. Actually, it's a tie right now, but Tyler Ankrum will clearly have his tiebreaker because of the top 10s that he has right now. So that's why it's so big to rack up these top 10s right now. So that's where the truck series, Cameron Truck Series, sits at right now, heading into this Bristol Dirt Race. which will be a night race, actually. So the way that this shaking out, folks, prime time. Remember last year, I told you I'd be bouncing around a little bit, including with Bristol Dirt. I told you guys that on the top end of this podcast. But yeah, Bristol Dirt last year, it was the inaugural race, and we had all question marks, right, going in here, right? So daytime, and everything was actually, the racing that we saw was not bad. It was not terrible at all. Actually, pretty exciting stuff. Maybe for the exception of maybe a surprise thrown in there. And remember, these races were rained out. And they, I believe they had to reschedule for Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Because I remember last year going to work in a postponed because of the torrential downpours, apparently. So they had to move it over a day next day. Had to go on Monday, which sucked. But the apparent surprise, I mentioned Ben Rhodes, who finished second, the leading Capable Truck Series regular. Who won that race, that truck race? Yeah, my guy, Martin Truex Jr., who actually was pretty dominant in that race, was pretty much a surprise to many. You would sit here and tell me last year at this time that Martin Truex Jr. would dominate that truck race, I would laugh in the face and tell you, hell no. He had no experience on dirt prior to that weekend. So that was a real surprise, but at the same time, real surprising. But obviously, I mean, Kyle Busch, more sports equipment, you know you're going to get the best equipment, and it's going to handle pretty good. You're going to be up there in the top 10. So I figured much, he would drive up there. I didn't think he would struggle that much. I think he would drive up there at least to the back end of the top 10. Not to mention the fact that I didn't think he would be contender for the win. Let's be all honest with here. But next thing I know, I remember at work driving around, on the road driving around, doing my route. And a light bulb comes on my head. Oh, the Truck Series race on, the racing's going on right now, right? So I obviously had MRN, I believe, on, and then next thing I know, I look on the leaderboard in between deliveries, and I see the 51 up at the leaderboard. What is going on? So, yeah, I was really surprised, and then he just, from there, he Martin took that, whatever he learned in that 51 truck, it was a one-race deal, because I believe earlier on, before that race, he and Kyle were messing around and talking about, well, I need some more experience. And then Kyle, of course, they're JGR teammates, right? So let him drive the 51 that weekend. And boy, he really took over and really opened a lot of eyes, which later on that cup race, I thought he was in very in contention to get a top finish. But then, of course, the tire was flat, of course, late in that race there. And he dropped back to finish 20th, which was slightly disappointing, but at the same time, I took it all in stride. You know, he ain't supposed to be up there. So that's all said and done with that. I have not paid. I'm recording this on Tuesday morning. I better check if the injury list is out right now for that. I believe it is. So we're going to step aside here for a little bit, and we'll come back on the other side.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Haley Deegan was in the middle of some conversation after Martinsville. This is the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Trucks and Cup this weekend, racing on Bristol Dirt, and it's going to be in prime time. Well, not exactly prime time, because it don't get dark now till about, at least here in the confines of Kansas, almost till 9 o'clock now. So, well, actually, let me check that. Yeah, 8:30 now, around 8 now. So, this race will end under the lights now. I know the race is Easter time over there. So, I know last year, Martin Truex Jr., one off deal there, so that's so I forgot who Haley Deegan was talking to, because it was running viral on Twitter, and unfortunately I can't remember who she was talking to. I know she was pushed around a lot in that race there, so So we'll see what happens there. But you expect Haley to be a little bit more competitive. Well, at least Martinsville wasn't on dirt. Bristol Dirt's this weekend. Bristol Warrior Nation. So, yeah, so Haley Deacon was pretty frustrated, and then she kind of took it out on somebody. Unfortunately, I do not have that person's name right now. And speaking of, I mentioned Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr. early on in this podcast. Well, Joey Logano will be racing in the 54 for Johnny Gray Racing. So, Gray, so remember I talked to you guys about Tanner Gray. He's right up there being my favorite regular truck series drivers right now. And somewhere in there, Taylor Gray, he raced a couple weeks ago somewhere in there. So Joey Logano is going to make a special appearance in that 54. So, and remember, Joey Logano won the inaugural Bristol Dirt last year in the Cup Series race. So you're already, and you're giving him more track. He said, I think Joey Logano was saying the fact that it just was not his cup of tea last year. And now you're giving him more experience there. And I'm pretty sure with an experienced Cup Series driver, a champion of the sport in it, you know he's going to be up there mixing it up with those guys. You know it. Speaking of which, Mark Treasure not taking part of this. I wish he was. It's going to be Buddy Kofold in that 51. I'm sorry I butchered your last name there. He's going to be in part of that ride this time around. He's on the injury list, not Martin Truex Jr. There, Austin Dillon coming off that tremendous run at Martinsville last Saturday night. He's going to be in the 20 truck for Rebecca Young. That's equivalent to Young's Motorsports on Saturday night. And I cannot believe I got to get this off. Usually they don't race on Easter weekend. This is going to be Easter weekend, folks. So what's up with that? I don't know. I don't like that at all. Yes, it's going to be in prime time, but maybe I'll give it a pass since it's at night, because fact that, yes, Easter is very special in the five lines of yes, Jesus rose on the third day and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And usually, I mean, maybe probably for the except, well, Mother's Day, Father's Day, that's a separate deal. But yeah, Easter usually, over the past several years, we haven't had a racing on Easter Sunday. So yeah, they apparently NASCAR wanted to change it up a little bit this year. And so that. But fortunate enough that this race is impromptu. Otherwise, I would have had a fit with that as well. So luckily, with the way that all the cards play out last year, dirt racing in the daytime with the problems of you can't see nothing, it transitioned and they moved everything tonight to the evening time. So we're thankful for that. Thankful for that as well. I believe that's the in Cash Gralla returning in the O2 for Young's Motorsports as well. So what a lineup they got going on. Cash Gralla in the O2, Austin Dillon in the 20 here on Saturday night for the Truck Series Dirt race as well. You know you're gonna have Stuart Friesen up in there as well, and Jessica Friesen. Also, she made a little history last year at this time, making the race there. So Jessica Friesen will try to make the field as well. And of course, Harrison Burton in the 17 truck trying to get some experience in that as well. So that's something to look out for as well. And oh, by the way, if you're busy on Easter weekend, you can catch the racing on MRN and FS1, 7 o'clock Central Time. 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm pretty sure by then, it'll be prime time. I'm looking forward to this. Trucks racing on dirt here, and so we'll find out. We'll see what goes down. We'll see what goes down, that's for sure. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording on this Tuesday a.m. early. Before I tell you, I got a little pep in my step early in the morning here. Before I get the day started. So definitely, I believe, depending on what happens here with this, because I got a couple requests in for interviews for the podcast here. So it's either going to be tomorrow, midweek. I know I tweeted it out when the post either yesterday or tonight. Might move it to tomorrow and kind of look at the schedule. Might have a double dose of through our NASCAR podcast with EG3 this week Depending on what happens with interview wise, I got some cooking, got some cooking for you guys for sure. So I'm hoping that both of those requests get back to me. I know one is guaranteed. Actually, I should say three possible interviews coming up for the podcast. One is a definite for sure. I just got to lay out the schedule here. Got to get back to the PR person today, actually, at the recording of this podcast. And then I resubmitted two requests last night, and I'm really hoping both of those fall. So definitely I'm excited and anxious that we could have had possibly some, I'll say this to you guys, some fresh faces on appearing on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3. That is all I'm going to say with that. Okay, I did not do a going to the Cup series here for a little bit. We're going to the middle groove now. We're going to be literally in the middle of the cars, three wide, going into turn three. Did not do a Toyota Owners 400 recap, and I'm going to actually tie it in with what took place at Martinsville. You know, people said that the Richmond race was not good prior to them for Martinsville racing. Maybe you didn't get many cautions of all that. I thought Richmond to racing, and maybe because of the strategy play and whatnot, but I thought it was a little bit intriguing race, better race, excuse me, than this Martinsville race. Yeah, I'm going to say it because yes, this new generational car, this new car that we have now, haven't seen the side by side action and whatnot. I think we saw more side by side action at Richmond, in my opinion, than we did at Martinsville. Because hearing and listening to the teardown and reading other people's comments, that, you know, it was like you come a mile and a half where you get behind somebody, you could have passed some worth a damn, right? So Richmond, right, 2 weeks ago, right, Denny Hamlin, oh damn, he's in trouble. Yet he wins on the strategy play, on their strategy, while William Byron and Martin Truex Jr. don't win on their strategy. There, Denny Hamlin and company, make an extra pit stop to get fresher tires on Kevin Harvick and others, while William Byron was clinging on for dear life there, despite Martin Truex Jr. having 13 more fresher tires. It seemed like he was slipping and sliding like there, and I thought he had an opportunity to win this late race. This, and the way that their season's going, especially their bickering, that I've read that read a transaction on Saturday night. Saturday night was a boring ass race. In general, you know, they missed an opportunity. They missed an opportunity for sure. And you know, I'm gonna get some Truex hot takes on this podcast. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, I'm Martin Truex Jr. fan A, and then B is Bubba Wallace. So yeah, it's a big missed opportunity there for that team. The way that their season's been going so far there, I thought that was a missed opportunity. I wasn't mad at the time. I wasn't that mad. I was bummed out a little bit, but I wasn't that upset, like throwing shoes up against the wall, things like that. But yeah, I agree with definitely of Truex fans that they missed an opportunity there. William Byron then couldn't close the deal then. Finished third last Saturday night. He does finish it off with a dominating performance. And everybody's saying it was a boring race. Nobody couldn't pass or whatnot. I've said this already on the podcast tonight or this morning, right? That this spring races lately, these are the trends. You hope this is not the trend with this new car for the next to race finale before the championship four. I tell you that right now. Yes, and the only one was doing something. Yes, you saw beating, banging. Later on, all this other drivers trying to jockey up for positions, whatnot, and Denny Hamlin saying after the race that we're gonna have to focus on qualifying, trying to hold that spot. That, yeah, I don't want to hear that. I don't hear that stuff. You want to see some side by side action for multiple laps at a time, right? This is what you come from Martinsville for, and this right here, this 212 leading laps led by William Byron adds into another plethora of dominating spring races at Martinsville. This has been the trend lately, the last, what, 4 or 5 years? Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott, Let's see. Martin Truex Jr. is in that mix there. Let's see. Blaney has dominated here, but can't get it done. Here, I know there's one more I'm forgetting in there somewhere, but you get a good trend. If I look up right now the spring races, you probably would see at least dominating performances in that mix there as well. So this, to me, not surprised, but the lack of action of the spring race is probably the more surprising thing, because the fact that, yeah, I thought you saw more, I thought, in my opinion, I saw more side-by-side at Richmond than you saw at Martinsville. That's all I'm going to leave it there, because Martinsville, that was probably, I mean, we see some dominant performances there, but the quality of racing, let's put it this way, was absolutely non-existent whatsoever. And checking the phone, shout out Mick Rose, great tweet, who's been an EG3 alum, Mick Rose. Yeah, he said, I was on my phone more than watching the race. That's alarming right there. You know, obviously, this generation, you got your phones out and whatnot, and you're doing, if you're on your phone more than watching the race, that's a problem, because usually, I mean, yeah, you're interacting. Maybe I need to start interacting with folks on the laptop besides his phone, because I have, it's a little bit easier besides, you know, having Twitter thumbs and then trying to look down. Oh, damn, did I miss that? So, but anyways, yeah, I mean, that right there, 212 laps led by William Byron in this, and actually, and oh, by the way, I haven't said this. This was a 400 lap race. Usually it's 5, and thank goodness this was not a 500 lap race. This would have been worse. This would have been worse. So William Byron led over half the laps and won the race, and he, what's the word, he dedicated this win to his mother. Has been going through her little situation going on as well, so we got to keep William's parents in our prayers this week as well, as we go along this weekend as well. So yeah, William's definitely a good kid, but damn, he's sticking up a show right now. William Byron could have won back-to-back races. Let's face it, he was in position to win Richmond 2 weeks ago. Strategy didn't play out to his favor, but on Saturday night, it did. He just took a car that was better, way better than anybody else, and put the belt to everybody's butts there as well. So, yeah, that's all I have to say right there. But backing up to Richmond's top 10 here real quick, Austin Dillon. A crossover. Austin Dillon, what a 2 weeks for him. Austin Dillon finishing 10th at Richmond. And this was a quiet 10th, in my opinion. He started, 25th in this race as well. A good 2 weeks for this number 3 car. I wouldn't put it past you now. Now, I've been struggling with fantasy to this point anyway. So, what's not been right has been fantasy. Every time I pick a driver, that driver has issues. So, and the way that everything's positioned out now, I don't want to be picking the same drivers everybody else is picking. So there's that as well. And this Austin Dillon is starting, and I thought about it for a minute, especially with Martinsville. I thought about it and did not pull the trigger. Well, that might have to happen. And he actually ran a good race last year on Bristol Dirt. So this is a guy that a lot of people don't pay attention to now as a good dirt racer. And the way that this momentum is trending, obviously RCR having a pretty solid season so far. Tyler Reddick put down, he did not finish top 10 in this race. And looking at the finishing, he did not finish top 10 at Martinsville either. So Tyler Reddick started out hot earlier this year. He's been there contending for wins and battle for top 10s, but the last 2 weekends he has not. Austin Dillon has, so Austin Dillon has turned up the wick here on the short tracks, and I would not put it past him that he's going to be right there in the mix for Bristol Dirt comes Easter primetime night. Kyle, I'm going back to the Toyota owners top 10 real quick. Kyle Busch finished 9th. Alex Bowman, the defending Richmond winner from last year, finished Eighth in this race, Ryan Blaney. Another top 10 for him in the seventh position for Penske. Christopher Bell finished sixth there after leading a bunch of laps there. Kyle Larson started 21st and ended up in the fifth position. Kyle Larson was one of those guys that was on a different strategy, was on the same strategy with Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick there. Could not run down Truex or Byron, but he finished fifth. Truex Jr. finished fourth. William Byron third. Your eventual Martinsville winner, Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick finishing second there to Denny Hamlin. Harvick has still not won a race since 2019. Wait, hold up. Yeah, since 2020, I should say. Actually, not 2019. Since 2020. So he's still not won a race yet since then. And Denny Hamlin, yes, a win in this modern era NASCAR. You win, you get in the postseason. Yeah, he was, what, 30th in the points at that time. You get a win. And how big was that win? Fast-forwarding to Martinsville, right? He did was not even a factor. Not even in the ballpark. Joe Gibbs Racing, really, as a whole, wasn't in the ballpark, to my surprise. I thought that momentum would carry in to Martinsville, and it was not. And I was very disappointed, especially with JGR as a whole. Now, Kyle Busch in here, he finished in the top 10 in here, somewhere in here, which I'm going to get into. Yes, he did. He finished in the top 10 again in this race back on Saturday night. Everybody else did not now. Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell is up there, but he had an issue. Cost him. Mark Trez Jr. He was knocking on the door for a top dozen finish. And another pit road penalty or an issue cost him as well. I wouldn't say a penalty, but a right off the bat, a tire that was flat. How do you do that? You put a tire on that's not even at the par. I don't know. You know, the 19 crew finds ways to screw up a finish. His finish just yet again. So there's that. And not even that, he wasn't even competitive either. So you got top of that, he was fighting. And he was actually improving. And maybe he wasn't making his way to the front, but the 19 pit crew was getting him spots on pit road. And Martin was doing his best to hold that spot. And that was an opportunity to get at least a top 10, 15 finish. Which, a dud, he finishes, what, 22nd in there? Christian Bell finished 20th. And where's Denny Hamlin at? Denny Hamlin, worst of the Joe Gibbs Racing cars, 28th. You don't get that win right there at Richmond right there 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you have even a major problem right there, so you're very fortunate. That strategy you played 2 weeks ago, paying your favorite right there. So Denny Hamlin, you got to thank your crew chief for that right there. Not only that, I think Denny Hamlin had one of the competitive cars there too as well. But his strategy just played your way. And you don't, and you hope that doesn't come back to bite you if you're a Truex. I had to put him in there. Yes, of course. Or even, I can probably say a couple other drivers in there as well, especially Truex in particular. Now, also, Christopher Bell, you throw him in there. Also, Christopher Bell's had competitive cars, but yet things have bit him as well. Mechanical issues, being in wrong place at the wrong time. So you hope for those guys, for their sake, if it comes down to that, you're not finding yourself in position to get yourself in the postseason. So, you know, and especially the way that James and Martin have been bickering, that's telling me something right there, that Martin's not happy with these race cars at all. And there was already talk, and this started late last year, fact that Martin's not happy with these cars, that the R-word has been starting to come up, the retirement factor has come up in the mix too. So that started to really ratchet up a little bit in these group chats that I'm a part of. So that is not good at all. And so they gotta figure it out, and they gotta figure this out. And shout out to somebody I was talking about. Yeah, I know I was talking to Alonzo. Shout out to Alonzo and another person about the same thing. Yeah, they got, at this moment in time, I know it's limited resources. You got to stay within NASCAR's box, especially with this car now that we have, that the lack of passion that we see on short tracks lately. And I don't know, hey, and I don't even know what we're going to get come this weekend with Bristol dirt, especially, you know what you do with the trucks. That shouldn't be an issue right there. The issue is with, this is a huge wild card. Last year, we know it was a definite wild card. We didn't know what we were going to get there, obviously, in the Cup Series race, and turned out to be, we saw comers and goers. It was fun, pretty fun to watch, and I might have to go back and rewatch that race, because I only saw hit bits and pieces. I did see the highlights, though, the big ones, anyways, the turning points, because I listened to this race on MRN, which this race will be on, by the way, for those who will not be busy, will be occupied on Easter weekend. But yeah, that's a concern. That is a huge concern going in here with this race car. Will it put on a good show? I have no idea. Based on what we've seen, a mixed bag at Richmond, and then a big spill of the beans, if you will, at Martinsville. The lack of passing, the lack of action that I've talked about already today on this podcast. So I can't tell you anything. You just don't have to. I can't tell you nothing. All I can say, this is dirt. Another element to this new car that we're racing here in 2022. So I can't tell you that. I can't tell you my prediction. All I gotta tell you is you're gonna have to watch the race on Sundays for yourself and find out. So that's a huge, huge wild card heading in to Easter weekend in prime time for the Cup Series race at Bristol Dirt.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 continues. Episode 287, I believe, or 288 of podcast. If we didn't do one last week, combining the Richmond and Martinsville races today, this week, on this edition of the podcast. And just to let you know, I did give you a little bit of a taste, a little bit of what's probably to come here, obviously, with me going out of town next week. Probably you're going to hear, depending on how this episode is going to, which day this episode drops, either tomorrow or on Friday, or it could be on Saturday. But either way, you probably might get a double dose of the EG3 3Wide NASCAR podcast this week. And if one of those requests of a special guest falls, that will definitely be next week for sure. So I wanted to get a lot of recording in between now and next Tuesday night as well. So you are going to get a reaction on the Bristol Dirt race on either Monday or Tuesday. I'll record Monday probably. Monday. Yes, definitely for sure, actually. Yeah, now that I think about it, because it'll be race week, and I don't want to be running around too much, so it'll be race week and all that. So yeah, I will be recording Monday in hopes of getting a reaction podcast on Monday night, hopefully, of that as well. So you're going to get a lot of dose of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast within the next probably 3 weeks or so, for sure. So don't worry, you're going to get your content here coming up on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, and I haven't even gotten to get Ty Gibbs. We'll get to that here in a second here. All right, so here real quick, Chase Elliott finishing in a 10th spot. He led 185 laps. Oh, I believe I thought it was going to be the Chase Elliott show. Yet again, Chase Elliott. Did I say Chase Elliott? I said Keselowski, Truex, and I think I did. I know if I didn't, I'm gonna say it anyway. Chase Elliott, he led triple digits, 185 laps, but yet finished 10th. And apparently, according to the Loose Lugs Twitter feed, their pit crew was struggling a little bit still. So 10th position there. He probably would have had something for William Byron, possibly up there, but mistakes on pit road cost him. But yeah, he still finished in the top 10. Chase Briscoe. For Stuart Haas Racing, putting it down. Ninth place finish for him in the Mahindra Tractor Sport for Stuart Haas. Stuart Haas had a solid night. I know Kevin, the boss man, finished. I shouldn't say Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart don't race no more. Kevin Harvick, the lead guy, he finished 14th. At one point, Cole Custer Cole Kush was up there mixing up a little bit before he had a pit road issue. So he was up there mixing up. But Eric Almirola, very impressive. And I thought I was going to pull the trigger on him. I should have. He finished in the eighth spot there. A strong eighth at that. So he ain't getting stage points in stage one and two there. Great run for Almirola. Of course, Almirola in his final cup season. Kyle Busch, fifth, seventh. I mentioned Kyle Busch earlier. Kurt Busch again. Finding himself in the top 10. This time he finished sixth for 23.11. Yeah, he was all over the place. And that team had speed. He and Bubba Wallace had speed in those race cars. Unloading off the truck. And Bubba Wallace, after struggling all night, finding his way. Bubba Wallace, he finished 16th. Yeah. Not good there, but I thought Bubba Wallace was going to be better than that, to be honest with you. Especially in the 23-11 cars there. So that's kind of the 16th. That's a little disappointing on that side of the coin. But on the flip side, Kurt Busch continuing to put down top 10s there for that race team. That a win could be coming soon for that team there. Ross Chastain, he was in the back of the field, mid-pack in the back of the field most of the night. And then when the chips were down, He's up finishing fifth after starting 27th again. Ross Chastain, your COTA winner a couple weeks ago. Ryan Blaney, another solid top 10 run. This time he finished in the fourth spot there. He scored stages points in both stages as well. Austin Dillon, mentioned him already tonight. He finished third in the race. I thought he was going to run William Byron down. At one point, yeah, but he had in my opinion, Austin Dillon had a better run, long run car. For sure, he was running down folks. Now, he and Joey Logano, the second place person in this, they were moving guys. Joey Logano was moving guys all over the place. That's what you wanted to see. And we didn't really get that, really, except for this 22 car who finished second. And we already talked about the winner. And oh, by the way, William Byron, the first cup driver to win two cup races in 2022. Eddie Greer, EG3, the 3Y NASCAR podcast, rose on there. Speaking of which, let's check here the regular season point standings to this point. And before I do that, the Cup Series Bristol Moore Sprint on dirt. Folks, the Food City Dirt Race. Prime time, folks. Sunday, Easter Sunday night, 6 Central Time, which equates to 7 Central Time on Fox, national televised broadcast. PRN, excuse me, not MRN, will have coverage of this time. So it was MRN last year, I believe. And now they're going to give it to PRN. So PRN will have coverage of this race if you're still occupied on Easter Sunday, which is, again, a special weekend, obviously. So a lot of people, a lot of traveling going on around, so you're not able to sit in front of the TV, which I think by then, I should be good by then. So definitely I missed out last year on the cup race last year. I'm excited to see it this time around, and I'm glad they moved it to the night race, especially the weekend that it fell on. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's 250 laps there as well. The visibility was an issue last year, and I believe that visibility will be a lot better because of the night conditions as well. So there's go on that. And speaking of which there, I mentioned that as well. William Byron, double digits in playoff points. Of course, there. I don't know why they have what they have. Yeah, as well. It's all over the place, really, at that as well. But anyways, real quick anyways, Chase Elliott heading into Bristol Dirt with the regular season lead over Ryan Blaney and William Byron. Is a three-way tup, nip and tuck, baby. Elliott leading by 3 over Blaney, and then you got to go back 9 more back to William Byron, who's 12 out from the lead. Joey Logano, 27 out, and then Ross Chastain. Ross Chastain, the story of 2022 so far, folks. Fifth percent for him, but he's already locked into the 2022 NASCAR playoffs there with his win. I mentioned that at COTA in the way that team's been running there. I would not be surprised if Ross Chastain is going to be a factor come Sunday night as well. All right, to the good stuff now. The cat going high side, baby. High, wide, handsome. 3Y, baby. to end this podcast, baby. Woo! I tell you. And the common denominator here is Ty Gibbs. You know, woo! I tell you, Ty Gibbs is something else. And of course, I believe Ty Gibbs, if I'm not mistaken, is running for the championship, right? In the Xfinity Series. I want to say, producer here as well, on this early Tuesday morning, I appreciate you for hopping in here on kind of last minute notice, but thank you for that. But yeah, so Ty Gibbs is sitting second right now, and at the moment of this podcast, I don't know if any penalties were handed out. Moment, but if they do, they'll be talked about on the next week's edition of the 3 on NASCAR podcast episode. But yeah, you look at that. You look at what happened at Richmond and Johan Nemechek, you know, being upset about that. Again, the way that Ty Gibbs races. Obviously, last year, he was a hot topic. Ty Gibbs by himself last year, right? So, so now you go knock somebody out of the way. This is what Carl Edwards did. Well, a few years back, put a bumper to Kyle Busch, and we know what happened. The Samantha reaction, Kyle's wife and whatnot, really upset and all that. Teammates, why you at? Kyle Edwards put the bumper to him. Last lap. I mean, anything goes last lap, right? Same thing here. I'll give Ty Gibbs here benefit of doubt. Right, you move Johan Nemechek. I don't think that was a hellacious move by Ty Gibbs there 2 weeks ago now at Richmond. He just shoved them out of the way for the win. Yeah, you got to expect that, right? Again, we go back to these last lap situations. How many times are we going to do this, right? Last lap, anything goes. I don't care if it's a teammate or not. You move him out of the way. Got to do what you got to do. If you're close approximately to him, you're going to have to do something, right? Like Joey Logano tried to do to William Byron, right? At last Saturday night's race, right? And what happened? You know, William Byron adjusted. He expected it, and he made it happen. He held on to the race car, right? Joey Logano didn't do enough. He said Joey Logano was upset, and he, as he should be, he's Joey Logano, right? So you know, you did what you could do. You know, you had the caution, right? That could have changed things, right? And I can't believe now we're judging off a race of trying to get that late last caution and Clint Boyer getting all excited and all that. Oh, baby, we got something now. Well, Joey Logano tried and swung and struck out. That's what happened there. But yeah, so Johan Nemechek got shoved out of the way, and Ty Gibbs shoved him out of the way, going on and won that race, right? And people on Twitter getting upset again about the move. This time, fast forward, Friday night, hot topic, right? And Brandon Jones, and I apologize, Brandon Jones ran a hell of a race over the weekend. Who would have thought about that? Brandon Jones winning the race. I gotta switch over to the tab here. Brandon Jones, I tell you, we're going high right of Hanson, baby. Brandon Jones, and very impressive. Very impressive run all night. I gotta say this, Brandon Jones, I did not expect him. And I should know better, because Brandon Jones, he took down Kyle Busch at Phoenix either last year, the year before last, in a spring race there. He ran a tremendous race there. And I'm excited for this guy. Fellow Georgia dude. Happy for him. Very happy for him that he pulled off the win. Now, Brandon Jones, Landon Castle, AJ Allmendinger, Austin Hill, Sam Mayer, which I'm going to get to in a second. Sam Mayer, your top five. And then Riley Hurst, Ryan Truex thought he was going to be in trouble there after spinning out with a tire issue with contact. Very impressive there. Ty Gibbs finishing eighth. Ryan Sieg and Jeremy Kmetz, your top 10 there. I just wanted to get that in there. Shout out Jeremy Kmetz there. Ryan Sieg there getting 9th and 10th place finishes respectively here as we're about to close in the show here. And now we close the show with this. Look, you get raced when you get raced, right? Everybody sees you get raced, right? So now we're at the final laps of the Xfinity Series race. Brandon Jones, I believe, did he start on the inside or the outside? I think he started. I think he got shoved out of the way. I think he got shoved out of the way by Allmendinger or something like that. I can't remember how it went down, but back there, and then apparently contact with the one of Sam Mayer for third. or for fourth or whatever it was, but it was like a tie for third through seventh spots the way it came down. CM knocks him out of the way, and there was contact, and immediately, this was not even for the win. This was not even for the win. This was for third place, respectively, from what it looked like from the team, from the recliner set. And Ty Gibbs afterwards uses his car and beats and bangs with Sam Mayer after the finish. Dude, you got... Hey, you gotta get raced when you get raced, son. That's all I say there. I can say worse. I know people. I tweeted out that you're a punk for what you did. If you're gonna be doing that, throwing haymakers and all that other stuff, swinging your fists at somebody, take your damn helmet off. Do not approach another driver with your helmet on. That you automatically a punk for doing that. Or I'm not even gonna say the other word. I'm not gonna try to get in trouble. I'm not gonna say what I really want to say. You're a punk for doing that. That's kind of a nice way to put it, because that right there, what you did, that's not gonna get it done whatsoever. And Sam Mayer, kudos for hanging in there. I know he took a couple of right handers a little bit here and there, but he won. Technically, he won the battle because he had his helmet off. It was Ty Gibbs who charged right. He walked fast, man. He took a beeline right at Sam Mayer, and you did not take your helmet off. Bro, whoever you gotta expect to be raced. I mean, you need to be moving people out of the way right for wins. People see that in the garage now. People see that on pit road. People see that in the TV sets, right? And everybody was on Ty Gibbs' ass. On Twitter feed, on my Twitter timeline, now there were some that were pro Ty Gibbs and all that, and they're probably Gibbs fans, they're probably GGR fans, like myself. But yes, my favorite driver is Martin Truex Jr., and yes, he's a part of the Joe Gibbs Racing Team organization. Yes, but I don't have to be a fan of, you know, Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin or Chris Rebell. Or even or Ty Gibbs, right? So he lost a lot of points. Ty Gibbs lost a lot of points in my book for doing what he did. Not only did what he did, but he has a history. This dude has a history. Brett Griffin, DBC, talked about it in episodes past. Now I obviously have not listened to, after recording this podcast here, I have not listened to their episode that just dropped, right? So I'm pretty sure he's going to have even more to say about him. But in the past, he's called him out, saying, hey, man, you got to get treated what you've been treated, right? Hey, you treat people like you want to be treated, you treat people like shit, you're going to get treated like shit. All right, so if you're going to race people like that, knocking people out of the way, expect the same thing back. Sam Mayer did what he's supposed to. It's the last damn lap of the race, and you're in a pity patty over third. A lot of drivers, young drivers, a lot of people in this series are kill for a third place finish, kill for a top five finish, something like that, to celebrate a top five finish, like a small team like that, something like that, and you're pissed off for he finished eighth in this race, right? So yeah, not a good look, and a lot. According to my timeline, anyways, a lot of people either really hate Ty Gibbs now, or just lost a lot of respect for him. In this case, he lost a lot of points in my book there. Hey, man, you gotta take it, buddy. I mean, that's like, you gotta talk, you gotta walk the walk. You're gonna move people out of the way, win races, things like, you're gonna race people hard, expect to be raced hard. That's basically what this comes down to. You can't expect to be treated nice. You move people out of the way and they expect to be treated nice. It sure as hell don't look like that. It's definitely not in the old days. It ain't gonna work now, because it's not. Especially you raise people like that. Obviously, you know. Apparently, they were in the NASCAR Hall, or these Sam Mayer and Ty Gibbs apparently shook hands. That's I guess everything's good. This is gonna be must see TV right here. Obviously, it's 54. It's Ty Gibbs. I believe is battling for a championship, and I would not be surprised to come later on in the year if Ty Gibbs is trying to fight to get in the playoffs, not fight. He's already in the playoffs. Scratch that. If he's battling to get himself into the championship four, or he's battling to win the Xfinity Series championship later on this year, and if he gets knocked out away for the win, I'll be laughing at that. Let's be honest with you there. So the pretty much straightforward, expected to be raced, to be raced. That's like the Martin rule. And Martin treats everybody well, lets everybody pass. That was a win. That's the old heads talk, baby. But when it comes down to the crunch time now, Martin wouldn't let you back by. So, So he'll let you have a spot. He'll let you spot early. But when it comes to the money making time, Martin was on it. So Ty Gibbs, at some point the dude's got to learn. At some point the dude has going to have to learn, or this is going to be the result, or it could be much worse. So circle this episode, folks. If it comes down to a championship four spot or a championship a scenario spot where he needs to win or be in front of the person, that the three drivers that he could possibly race against, and he gets knocked out of the way, I'm not going to feel sorry for him. That's the way it is. And we're going to see, Ty Gibbs, he has that reputation of being a bleep. Let's just say you can fill in the blanks with that. So, he's a talented race car driver. I give him that. But hey, you're going to be racing people hard, really hard, and knocking people out of the way. You expect the same thing back, maybe. Expect the same thing back. The 3Y NASCAR podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. So that's that. There's that. That's how we're going to end this podcast, folks, with that. So definitely we're on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many more platforms as well, including Odyssey as well. Boy, woo! Jam-packed edition of the 3Y podcast is in the books. I believe it's 287 of the podcast, if not 288. So I'm covering my butt there on that. But definitely stay tuned. Stay tuned for more. Got a lot waiting in the pipelines for sure. Well, on emails, really. So definitely a lot more to come from this camp here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast for EG3. That's going to do it for right now for this week's combined Richmond and Martinsville edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Appreciate you guys for hanging in there. There was no episode from last week. I combined them this week. Thank you guys so much for, again, supporting this podcast and listening to another edition of this podcast. Again, we have something on tap here in the upcoming weeks of this podcast, and possibly some fresh faces here on the podcast to bring on a special guest as well. So I've been working diligently on that. So for those of you going to be watching the races this weekend or going to Bristol Dirt this weekend, have fun. It's going to be exciting to see this dirt under the lights at Bristol. So this is another first. So this is a wild card for the new car. That is for sure. In a way that a lot of people reacted to the racing last weekend, I don't know how this week's going to be any better. But again, tune in to Fox to find out. We'll see who conquers the dirt this weekend at the Coliseum on dirt this weekend. Happy Easter, everyone. Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3.
listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.